Module 5, Emulate Best Practices. When looking for ways to motivate your sales team, there's no need to reinvent the wheel. There are a number of best practices that have been proven to motivate sales team members. Seek them out and emulate them. Look to industry leaders and even across industries for examples of motivated and successful sales teams. Figure out what these organizations are doing right, and then find ways to bring those practices to your own organization. Look to industry leaders. If you want to be the best, look to what the best are already doing. Emulating the best practices in your industry is one powerful way to motivate your sales team. Look to see what industry leaders are doing in terms of recruiting, hiring, retaining, training, and motivating their sales forces. Adopt the practices that you can and adapt those that need some tweaking. Look to the organizations that have not only the highest earnings but the happiest and most energetic sales teams, and you'll find the organizations to emulate. Spend time reading industry literature, following blogs, and otherwise investigating what these organizations are doing right. Draw on your own professional network and ask colleagues in other organizations how they fire up the sales force. Find ways to apply their practices and principles to your organization. Solicit team member suggestions. If you want to motivate your people, sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is ask. Solicit suggestions from your sales team, both as a group and one-on-one, as to what would motivate them or excite them about their work. Explore with them what may have worked for them in previous jobs or what they learned from their colleagues in other organizations. Your people know themselves best, after all. Find out what makes them tick, what gets them excited, and just as importantly, what they find demotivating. Work to find ways to implement their suggestions. Keep this an ongoing process, as what people find motivating may change over time, and you will want to get suggestions from new team members as they come on board as well. Take a field trip. Part of seeking to emulate best practices is to determine what those practices are. And one of the best ways to do this is to go to where these practices are implemented. Take your team on a field trip. This might be a visit to an industry leader site where your team can watch and learn from their sales team. Always arrange this well ahead of time, of course. Other field trips that might provide ideas for motivating your sales team might include a visit to an organization known for a robust sales force, even if it is outside your industry, an industry conference where industry leaders are presenting, a sales conference where leaders in many different industries are presenting, and trade shows. Leverage outside expertise. Don't hesitate to leverage outside expertise as you seek to emulate best practices. Draw on industry literature, sales literature more broadly, and business publications for information on what great practices are being implemented. An outside consultant or expert in people management might also be a worthwhile investment, as these people can see your organization and your team with a fresh eye. Seek out advice from your own professional network and mentors about what they do in their organizations to keep their sales teams motivated and excited about their work. Be willing to think creatively. While industry leaders are an important source of best practices, sometimes the best ideas come from outside our comfort zone. Look outside your industry, even far outside, to see what people are doing that is creative, innovative, and motivational. Case study. When he took over supervising the sales team, Sharif was struck by how plodding their process seemed. They made healthy enough sales, but their numbers didn't really grow, and none of the team seemed especially enthusiastic about their job. He knew that to really build sales, people had to be more invested. He spent some time reading about what other people in their industry were doing. He called his colleague Imani, who managed a sales team in an industry very different than his own. She told him that it was a common practice at her firm to incorporate friendly competitions into each quarter. He decided to try this with his team. She suggested he offer a fun prize and include things like a progress board in the conference room. Sharif wasn't too sure because his organization was pretty buttoned down, but decided to try it. The team loved it. The prize was a silly trophy that he found at a sporting goods store, but the idea of there being a competition really fired the team up. Sharif was surprised. He'd never have thought to try something so simple.